I think I could spend all day like this. What about you, sweetheart? It's a bit more difficult for you since you're the one keeping my cock nice and warm. But you've never been one to shy away from a challenge. Are you starting to regret asking for my not angel? Well, horny you had quite a lot to say about how badly you wanted my not inside you. We're so tired of simply watching it. You started pleading with me, practically crying to finally just give it to you. I tried not to do that before because I wasn't confident if you would be able to take it. Though, if you want to join my clan, the first step is starting to take knots from someone like me. The transition is slow, almost subtle at first. But the more cum of mine you take, the more likely your transformation into a shifter is to stick. The only reason I was so hesitant to give it to you to begin with, well, that's because horny you doesn't always know what you're asking for. You've told me to knock you up multiple times. Neither of us really want that. What I'm trying to get at is, I don't normally knot you. But you begged for it tonight. We're practically sobbing on my cock, telling me how badly you need to be bred, that you wouldn't be able to come if you didn't get to feel my knot for yourself. Has your curiosity been settled, sweetheart? And you are going to want another one, aren't you? Could tell from the look on your face. Every time you feel a fresh spurt inside you, you get this dopey little grin. Nursing my knot is the single greatest feeling for you, Angel. You've impressed me by taking it. I genuinely thought this was something only other shifters could handle. I've never been happier to be wrong. You're so fucking perfect. I love you so much, Angel. Never been happier than when I'm with you. If I was a smart shifter, the ease with which you're able to take a knot would be proof that you're ready to be one of us. But I just want to enjoy my time with you. You know, I really can't take care of you if you keep moving your neck like that. Is my tongue really that ticklish? Too bad. Need to take care of you, sweetheart. Just let me, it'll be easier. You're okay. Okay, sweetheart. You can keep petting me. I know you love how soft my fur feels against your bare skin. That's it, Angel. Just relax for me. Let me take care of you. That's what alphas like me are supposed to do for their mates. If we were a proper shifter-for-shifter couple, you would probably start to feel the hints of arousal starting to come back. Your body would naturally be responding to your mate's touch. Sharp teeth graze against your throat, reminding you what a dangerous situation you're in. Good thing you trust me, sweetheart. Look at you, starting to be affected by my rough tongue. Such a docile plaything for me. How I love to take you apart. Your hole clenches around my knot as you realize what you're feeling. It's not just a soft cock and a loose knot inside you anymore. It started to thicken up, hasn't it? You've started to catch my attention, Angel. Now keep it. You can taste how badly you want it, sweetheart. Clenching and unclenching around every lick of my tongue. Not going to move out of you. You have a job to do. You're going to keep my knot nice and warm until I decide you deserve it. Continuing to pet me because you don't know what else to do. Your attention is elsewhere. So focused on the sensation of getting fuller as my cock hardens inside you. Oh, fuck. You feel so amazing wrapped around me. It was only a matter of time. Alpha just can't help herself when it comes to you. Placing your scent with mine. Don't like that you don't smell like me right now. Sorry, Angel. I'm trying my best. I didn't mean to nip you. I just forgot how sharp my own fangs are. Are you okay? Let me kiss it better. I think you're going to live, but maybe I should pay attention to a different area. One that's more sensitive. Oh, that already sounds so much better. You just can't get enough of my rough tongue, can you? Oh, getting more turned on as you lay underneath me. My cock getting harder, your hole getting tighter. You're starting to want another round. Don't think I can't read you. Know you better than I know myself, Angel. Every spot that makes you moan. Every place that I brush my fangs against to make you shiver. You're enjoying this a little too much. You're adorable, thinking you were hiding your reactions. Never been stoic a day in your life, sweetheart. And I don't want you to start now. You're so much more fun when you can't help yourself. Your hips buck against my mouth, fangs pressing against the bone. Any harder and you might draw blood. I thought I was supposed to be the one filling you up, not the other way around. My cock twitches inside you. A dribble of brie mixing in with my previous cum. Already feel so full. Didn't think you could get any fuller, but it turns out you were wrong. Hole no longer stretched around my knots. You feel the suction sort of release inside you. Cum starts to dribble out, feeling it leak down your inner thighs. It tastes so fucking good, sweetheart. Love hearing how you fall apart with every lick, replacing your scent with my own, marking you as my territory. Don't like when you don't smell like me, Angel. It just doesn't sit right. Don't know why. Just need to lick you or else my instincts are not going to be happy with me. Need to make you smell like my maid and nothing else. Are you trying to move your hips, Angel? Is someone getting impatient with being groomed? Growing needier the more my tongue swipes against you. Goosebumps being left behind. Don't think I didn't notice how you've stopped petting me, opting to grip my fur instead. Wanted a better hold, didn't ya? Didn't want to keep you waiting then, since you were so clearly ready for another round. Yes. Listen to you. I bet you're happy that you don't have to be still. That you don't have to feel my tongue against you anymore. It was driving you crazy as you got hornier and hornier. Didn't even want to fight against it because it felt so good. Smell just like me now. How it should have been since the start. It's such a joy reminding you who you belong to, sweetheart. Don't even think about anyone else when Alpha's here. There's no reason for it. Clenching around my cock, your body instinctively seeks out my knots. You've only had it once, and you're already seeking it out, though. Another sign that I should make you a shifter. Your body just seems to know what is expected out of it. But it's even better, because it knows exactly what I need. You take me so fucking well. No one ever makes me feel like you do. You do it so casually, with such ease, like it's nothing for you. So wonderfully tight. Can never get enough of you. And you just love being underneath Alpha, taking whatever I give you like a good angel, don't ya? Your voice is starting to sound a little bit strange. Is it because every second there is a werepanther fucking a bit deeper into your desperate hole? Fuck, I need to bite. Stay fucking still. Being bred once wasn't enough for you. You're such a desperate little thing, always ready for another round, wanting more because it's never fucking enough for you, Angel. Oh, yes. Yes, so fucking greedy for whatever Alpha has to give you. Want it almost as much as I want you. Always on my mind, sweetheart. Get distracted thinking about you way more often than I want to admit. Like how your thighs are gripping me so tightly. Trying to keep me in place. You just don't want to be left empty. It doesn't sit right. You're supposed to be kept full. you got mine not once, but now that you've had it, you wanted more. No longer a mystery. You don't gotta suffer through me pulling out no more. Oh, now that Alpha knows your hole can handle the stretch, I'm going to be feeling you more often. It's not like pulling out is going to make a difference. Maybe you'll end up catching. Maybe you'll end up shifting. Either way, you would enjoy it. You're so ready to take whatever you're given. Don't even notice as my hand reaches between us, starting to stroke you in time with my thrust. It's all right, sweetheart. You're okay. I've got you. Just want to make sure you come with me. Don't want to leave you hanging. You're doing such a good job of making Alpha feel wonderful. You deserve a bit of a reward. It's not like your hole isn't going to be sore tomorrow. You've been filled for a little over an hour at this point. First I fucked you, then you warmed my knot only to end up being fucked again. Do you really think with you being stuffed so much you would be able to walk without a limp tomorrow? If anyone asks, you can just say you got a little too rough wrestling with your girlfriend. Moaning and rolling your neck to the side, you invite the feeling of my barbs against you. And continuing to rub you so perfectly as my hips never stop. My tongue continues to groom you despite my fangs knocking against the responsive flesh. Moaning as my teeth sink into your skin, marking up your neck. A bit of blood dribbles, but don't worry. I'm not going to let that go to waste. Every part of you is precious, Angel. If it's from you, then it belongs to me. You're mine, sweetheart. Every part of you belongs to Alpha. Why else would you respond so beautifully to me? Oh, fuck. Can't even finish the sentence because you feel so good. My tongue pushing you closer to the edge. Yes, right there. Oh, yes. Clenching harder around my cock, trying to get my knot to pop faster. You got it once. It's the only thing you can think about like this. You grip onto me harder as you try to balance yourself, maybe refocus, but it's just not working anymore, is it? Not with every rock of your hips. No, you end up fucking yourself just a little bit more onto me. rocking against my hands, stretching yourself out on my cock as you try to take more of it. Oh, don't worry, my knot is coming soon, sweetheart. With all this fucking goods, I don't think I'm going to be able to help myself. Never have been the best type to restrain myself when it comes to you. Oh, that's probably obvious from the amount of bites littering your body at this point. Oh, shit. Marked as mine. All it takes is one look at you and everyone is going to know who you belong to. Oh, fuck, right like that, yeah. Yeah, right there. That's fucking amazing. You keep doing that. So fucking good for me, Angel. Doing everything to keep feeling my mouth thickening, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck, right there, yes. Yes, oh shit, yes. Don't want to let it go. You're finally getting what you were wanting since the beginning. Wanted to feel another knot of mine. One was never going to be enough for you. No. Always wanting more. Ready to take whatever you're given. My favorite angel to spoil. Just look at you. Take it so well. Look amazing like this. Of course I'm going to take whatever chance I can to fuck you. You feel too fucking good to pass up. Do you see yourself? How well you're doing? How you're making me feel? Oh, yeah. Yes, making Alpha feel so fucking good, I can barely think. All I know is I'm gonna breed you, sweetheart. No, that's what you're really looking forward to. My hand feels good stroking you. My cock feels wonderful inside, but it's not my knot. Oh, yes. It's not too much longer now. I'm so close. You feel too good. I just can't. Oh, I can't think, can't speak. Oh, fuck. I just know I want to come inside you. Oh, yes, going to breed you all you need, Angel. Going to make sure you never feel empty again. Oh, fuck. Come on and let go. No, you want to. You can do it. Be good and come with me. Come on, my knot. There you are. How are you feeling? I got a little carried away back there. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I didn't mean it. I usually have a lot better control over myself. I just... when I'm with you, I can't explain it. It's like I lose all rational thoughts. Like, I'm listening to my hindbrain more than anything else, you know? A few more licks for good luck never hurt anyone, right? What? I like how you taste. Is that a crime? Then lock me up or something, because I'm not going to stop. I enjoy your reactions far too much. Just look at you, flustering and looking away, like you're not nursing another knot of mine. No reason to be embarrassed, sweetheart. You're having fun, right? Then there's no reason to feel ashamed. You're allowed to like how my knot feels inside you. You're allowed to want more. I tease you because I like you, not because I mean anything bad by it. It's just how I show my affection sometimes. There's absolutely nothing wrong with loving how your girlfriend breeds you. If anything, it might push you towards becoming a shifter. I know we haven't really talked about it, but is that something you would want? We haven't left bed for the better part of today, and now you're just getting shy on me. It was a simple question, Angel. The more knots you take, there is more of a chance that you're going to start to transition. Every bite of mine puts a bit more of my saliva into you, helping the process along. If you don't want to change, we aren't going to be able to do risky things like this anymore. But if you're comfortable with taking the risk, I have absolutely no problem keeping this up. The choice is yours, sweetheart. I don't want you to feel pressured into anything. I just wanted to be realistic. I love you and don't want you to make a decision based on what horny you is thinking. Horny you wants completely different things than normal you, remember? And I want to respect that. You don't have to make a decision right now. You have a few more days to decide. In the meantime, we should probably tone down the whole nodding and biting thing to once a day. The more we do it, the quicker the shift will happen. I don't want to be doing something, then we take it a step too far, and then we can't go back. I wouldn't forgive myself for hurting you like that. So, until you make a decision, only one knot a day, okay? Don't pout. It's for your own good. If I were to keep nodding you like this all night, I wouldn't be shocked if you were half shifter by morning. By that point, you would be way too deep into your transition for me to be able to bring you back. A decision made by horny you is never going to be the best one. Think about it tonight. Decide if this is something you truthfully want, or if you just happen to like how it feels. Either decision you make, I'm going to support you. My love has never been conditional, sweetheart. You're the one I'm always going to choose. So make the right call.